and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle Radio. I'm Monica Lillis, and once again, we visit the places locals love for their food and drink. Today, we're heading to the southeastern tip of England for a wander round the seaside town of Margate. In recent years, the town has become a bit of a magnet for creatives looking to get out of the city, which has meant some exciting additions to the town's foodie offerings. Natalia Ribby is the owner of the French-inspired wine bar Set. Originally from the US and with a background working for top restaurants in London, Vienna and New York, she now calls Margate home. Here, Holly Fisher meets Natalia at work and gets a tour of some of her favourite seaside haunts.
My name is Natalia Ribby. I am the founder of the all-female collective Ladies of Restaurants and the restaurant Set in Margate, which is where we are. We're currently sat in the dining room of Set in Cliftonville. So Margate is on the southeast coast of England. A lot of people from London have moved to Margate in the same way a lot of people have moved from Paris to Set. There's that same creative community there and also really cool independent food scene. And Set itself as a concept, well, the front of the building is a small 15-seat wine bar that was inspired by my obsession of specifically La Buvette in Paris. And then the back of the dining room is very much modern European with a heavy French influence, and we've got a 40-seat garden in the back, which is really lovely in the summer. Margate is a small town, but if you're really properly from here, you know that there's Margate, which is the old town by the station, and then you enter Cliftonville. And North Down Road is like this really long stretch of road, which I sometimes compare to like the Kingsland Road in East London. You've got lots of shops and cafes. And then what's been really fun about this corner where Set is we now have this like an amazing hub of places to go to. Right, so let's go. I want to show you some of my favorite places in Margate. So obviously this is the North Down Road. We're heading to the International Food Centre, which started as a really tiny corner shop about 5 years ago. So it's owned by these two amazing Turkish brothers who bought the neighbouring two buildings and have turned it into just the best place to buy everything that you need. And the clue is in the name, International Food Centre. It has all the international foodie things that you know and love and want to find. And they've got a great fresh produce section, so I buy a lot of veg here. And also they're just really kind and also have an amazing sort of like Turkish pastry cafe. So if I just need a quick bite to eat before work or even on my days off, I'll just pop into IFC. And I thought I would walk us towards Oast. And Oast is actually where we get our baguettes from, but they're also a beautiful bakery. And really tasty pastries. They do these amazing sort of Swedish cardamom rolls, which I'm very guilty of getting on a dog walk. That is where my hat is from. It says baguette on it. I'm a big fan of Margate merch. I'm constantly wearing something from a Margate business. But I love that. Everyone down here is super creative, and it comes out in so many different ways. And everyone wants to support each other, and I like that. So another one of my favourite places, there's a lot of pizza in Margate, but I have to say Palms Pizza just strikes a real chord with me because it reminds me of home. I'm originally from New Jersey and it tastes like a proper New Jersey. Like down by the seaside, there was a place in Avalon, New Jersey called Circle Pizza, another place called Nemo's I used to go to, and it just reminds me of that. And I just appreciate that little taste of home. We do a lot of collabs together. Natural wine and pizza, match made in heaven. Around the corner is Fort's, which is my go-to coffee spot because of its proximity to my flat, but also, again, that community feel. Like I said to Will, the owner, one day, I was like, you know, I think 50% of the reason I come to Fort's is for the coffee, but really it's just to say hello to everybody. So we're just walking into the old town. Just where I spent probably the majority of my first 4 years in Margate. It's definitely like the center of the town where everyone comes. You get off the train, you're bang right in Old Town. So I don't blame everyone for spending lots of time there. Plus there's so much to do. I really love sitting on the terrace at Boy and Oyster on a nice spring, summer, fall day. You get a great view of the sea, get some lovely seafood, a lovely family-run restaurant. They've been doing it for, I want to say, 8 or 9 years now, and they are consistent. Their team is just super hospitable. I've never had a bad time there. It reminds me a little bit of a restaurant I worked at in New York called Blue Water Grill as well. I love Dive on the harbor. They just actually opened a permanent site on the high street. It's an amazing Mexican taco restaurant with the most lethal and delicious margaritas by some of my friends Ben and Kirsty. And they're just so great at creating amazing hospitality experiences and design aesthetic, as well as really banging food. So I love Dive. Favorite bar has got to be Margaret Off License. It's just on the seafront next to Heckles. It's owned by my good friend Deke, and he is a true publican and creates such an atmosphere, but his team are also really amazing as well. So even if he's not there, you're going to have a great time. The cocktails are always spot on. He has an excellent fridge full of great beers, craft beers, and a really amazing alcohol-free selection as well, which I think is super important these days. If I'm not drinking wine in my own bar, then I'm probably drinking wine at Little Swift. I think Steve and Charlotte have the best selection as a bottle shop, but also to sit in. And they're really hardworking and, again, incredible views of the sea. Great Margate sunsets can be had from the tables in front of Little Swift. And slightly off the beaten track, I'm a big fan of a pint of Guinness. And the Wig and Pen is like a Margate establishment, and they do a really good pint of Guinness. So you might find me in there on a winter's day having a pint of Guinness there.
That was the owner of Wine Bar Set, Natalia Ribbett there. Thanks to Holly Fisher for that report. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 2000 London time. I'm Monica Lillis. Thanks for listening.